getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer. Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels. Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
It's a blazing hot afternoon in the CSRA, and the Green Jackets are looking to pick up a series victory this afternoon. Green Jackets and River Dogs for you from SRP Park. Augusta is playing their second-to-last Saturday game of the season and trying to undo a close loss yesterday. 6-4 was the final as the River Dogs picked up the win. Well, Seth Keller will take the mound for the Green Jackets, and the last time Keller did that against the River Dogs, he threw 5 1/3 no-hit innings in what would eventually be Augusta's fourth ever no-hitter in club history. He'll be opposed today by Marcus Johnson, a strike thrower from Duke, originally a California native and a Miami Marlins draft pick. Acquired last offseason, he has skyrocketed up the Rays' prospect rankings. Green Jackets and River Dogs, their season series is tied 11 games apiece. We're in the final two between these two in-state rivals this year. No advantage between either of them so far. But the River Dogs saw their magic number shrink down even further last night, as they are now only 7 games away from clinching the South Division Championship here in the second half of the season. 7 wins for them, or 7 losses for Kannapolis, or any combination of those two, will see them clinch a postseason appearance. And even though this roster is very different from the roster which propelled them to such a hot start, they are still 13 games over 500 here in the second half and are very much the team to beat in the Carolina League right now. But the Green Jackets have done a good job of playing spoiler over the course of this week. They lost the opening game on Tuesday 3-0, and then responded with a 4-0 shutout win on Wednesday, a 5-4 win on Thursday. Before nearly mounting a comeback last night, they brought the tying run to the plate, but could not push it across, despite a 2-out RBI double from Nick Clarno. He was stranded there. Green Jackets will line it up like this today against Johnson, who they've had a little bit of success against this year. Johnson has only walked 17 men on the entire season, and Augusta took 5 of them in their last outing. Coming into that game, Johnson had only walked 3 men in 69 innings. They more than doubled his season total in that outing. Cam McGee, who got yesterday off, will look to reset a little bit. He's batting leadoff today with an off day for Ambioris Tavares. Jace Grady, that second, having himself a nice series, although his hit streak died yesterday. He has reached in every game, drew a walk. Drew Compton, an RBI over the course of this week, bats third, also hitting 277. He and Jace Grady, very similar lines to this point. EJ Exposito, who doubled twice yesterday. He's got three doubles this week. Is hitting cleanup. However, he is 0 for 7 against the starter Johnson this year. Wilver Dung III has had himself, again, a very solid series. Bats fifth, Cade Kern, whose dad and grandfather are in town from North Ohio. Bats sixth, they did not see him last night, unfortunately, when he put up three hits and two driven in. Jose Delonay is batting seventh today, with Dawson Diamond doing the catching and batting eighth. And Tyler Collins bats ninth. He last played on Thursday night when he poked a very clutch two-out, bases-loaded knock that ended up bringing home a pair of runs. The Green Jackets took the lead on that hit and did not give it up. They scored five runs in the fourth inning of that game, and that was all they would score, but they were able to hold on courtesy of some gutsy pitching. For the other side, the River Dogs going up against Seth Keller. It'll be Carlos Colmenares who bats leadoff for the second straight game, with Ryan Cermak hitting second. Cooper Kinney hits third, with no Braden Taylor today, and Ryan Spikes bats cleanup. John Diaz hits fifth. Dallas Piguero gets his second game of the series after being reinstated from the injured list on Wednesday, while Christopher Berrete bats seventh. He is 2 for 9 this week. Raudelis Martinez is catching today. He played first base yesterday, but that was the first time he had played first base this season, with Angel Mateo went 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts and an error in his debut. That's ninth. Looking for different fortunes this evening. It is blisteringly hot right now. 100 degrees, says the thermometer. The real feel, according to my iPhone, says 108. When I got in my car to move it to the garage this afternoon, it said 114 degrees. Either way, it is not exactly the idea. It's not exactly the ideal, perhaps, temperature for baseball. We're up here broadcasting from outdoors again. The air conditioning that comes out to us from inside is not exactly helping much right now. But the fans are gathered in the shade down the third baseline and first baseline, trying to keep themselves cool as the sun trickles down even further. Green Jackets and River Dogs here on this Saturday. It's game 5 of a 12-game homestand, as Augusta is wrapping up the home portion of this season. They will indeed have one road series after the conclusion of next week's outcomes against Salem. They will head to Kinston, North Carolina, to take on the Downeast Wood Ducks. We will take a break. When we come back, national anthem and first pitch. Green Jackets and River Dogs, game 5 of 6, coming your way from the CSRA.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
A 100 degrees out here as we are playing our last Saturday game in August. Green Jackets going up against the River Dogs. The manager's at home plate right now, exchanging lineups as we get ready for action. The series tied 2 games apiece. The season series tied 11 games apiece. Green Jackets trying their hardest to delay what seems like an inevitable Charleston River Dogs championship. they would clinch their spot in the postseason for the third consecutive year, but the Green Jackets trying to make him wait just a little while longer. Seth Keller gets the mound today for Augusta, looking to undo his last outing. It's been a season of mixed results for Seth Keller, who last week was pitching in front of friends and family about 45 minutes away from his hometown of Richmond back in Fredericksburg. Keller, 2-3, a 5.91 ERA, has been lights out against Charleston in 9 1/3 innings against the River Dogs. The River Dogs are just 3-31. That is a .037 batting average. He has been stellar, and of course, last time out against the Dogs, he threw 5 1/3 no-hit innings. Landon Harper, who will also likely work today, ended up going an inning and 2/3 of no-hit baseball as the Green Jackets picked up a 2-0 win and a combined no-hitter, just the third no-hitter in the league this season. Meanwhile, on the other hand, Marcus Johnson has been one of the more reliable arms. We've heard this a lot. The River Dogs, just a tremendous pitching team. Last time out went 4 innings, did not take a decision, but the 2 outings before that combined for 10 2/3 innings of work. He's been hit a little harder in the month of August than he had been previously, but again, the hallmark for Johnson is that he just does not walk batters. He is in the strike zone constantly. Not a ton of strikeouts, but he avoids free passes at all costs, and it served him very well. Over the course of this season, 95 strikeouts, just 17 walks, a 7.5 strikeout-to-walk ratio amongst the elites in the league. Green Jackets wearing their whites today with Charleston in their grays as Augie, the Green Jackets mascot, does a dance down the third base line. We'll hand it over to the PA address announcer in just a few short moments. Before that, we'll take a quick check on the Atlanta Braves, who are in action right now out west, a day game out in San Francisco after Spencer Strider hurled a gem yesterday evening, leading the Braves to a series opening win. Atlanta up 4-2 on the Giants right now with Max Fried through 6 innings of 2-run ball with 8 strikeouts. The big offense today has come from Matt Olson, as once again the Braves scored early and they continue to score often. We'll keep an eye on those scores as well as some scores from around baseball and indeed the college football world. Happy week zero, as college football is officially back. It's been a long 250 days, but we've got CFB action as well. Green Jackets taking the field. We will hand it over to the PA announcer as we get set for the national anthems when we come back first pitch on this 100-degree afternoon in Augusta.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and kindly remove your caps for the singing of the national anthem. Singing tonight's anthem is Mount Olive Baptist Church.
Ooh.
It's time for Saturday afternoon baseball here at SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina. Flags are blowing in from right center field, and it's a relief that there is a bit of wind today, because if not, it would have been downright inhospitable. Temperatures right now, 99 degrees. The real feel says it's 106 right now. We'll see if that favors the pitchers or the batters this afternoon. A sticky feeling descending over the crowd at SRP Park. Seth Keller on the mound, the Virginia native, is doing his warm-up tosses with Dawson Diamond. 2-3, a 5.91 ERA. One of the younger arms in the league. In fact, he was the seventh youngest pitcher in the league at the start of the season. Last year's sixth rounder, only recently turned 19 back in late May. Looking to replicate his two previous performances against the River Dogs. The first time out against Charleston, he went four innings of work, giving up one run on three hits while striking out five. The next time, he went 5 1/3 without giving up a hit, a run, or a hit batsman. He did walk five and strike out two in what would end up being a victory for him. That's his most recent winning decision, as he will look to continue his strong performances against the Charleston River Dogs. Here's how the River Dogs will line it up today. Carlos Colmenares leads it off with Ryan Cermak batting second. Cooper Kinney slots in right behind him. Picked up his 51st run batted into the year yesterday. Ryan Spikes hits cleanup today. Good friends with Cooper Kinney. They grew up together and still train together in the offseason. John Diaz bats fifth with Odalis Peguero hitting sixth. And batters 7-9, Christopher Berrete, Raudelis Martinez, and Angel Mateo. Mateo, in his second game of the season, was added to the roster on Wednesday and went 0-4 with four strikeouts. Also committed a costly error, hoping for better fortunes here in game two. Of course, a low bar there, but sometimes it does take a little bit of time to bed into playing in front of fans. Speaking of playing in front of fans, the Green Jackets have a number of players in the lineup today who played for the Florida Complex League Braves, as Colmenares takes the pitch down and in. The FCL Braves, it's the team that used to be called sort of rookie ball. Rookie ball no longer exists. A lot of quote-unquote rookies now play in the complex, but the Braves FCL team won the championship today. So a big congratulations, and a number of players in this Augusta lineup, including three of the infielders and two of the outfielders, were part of the team that ended up qualifying for the playoffs and winning three straight games to claim that pennant. 2-0 to Colmenares as it goes all the way to the backstop, now 3-0. Colmenares 4-12 with the two runs driven in yesterday. He went 2-4. So 3-0, infield shifted for the lefty, and the pitch hits him right in the back, and that's a tough way to start for Seth Keller. Colmenares will take his base. That is the 14th man hit this year by Keller, which is second in the league, one behind Jose Fleury, who leads all pitchers in terms of men plunked. But it's been the real thorn in the side of Keller. It's been the command. When the stuff is on, it plays very well, and then sometimes it just misses ever so slightly. So one on and no one out for Ryan Cermak, the fast-running, hard-hitting righty from Illinois. First pitch is inside. Dawson Diamond doing the catching today with E.J. Exposito playing his second straight game at third. Cam McGee is at short with Noam Bioris Tavares this afternoon, and Will Verdung the third at second. Jose Delaunay at first. Colmenares has a stolen base this week. He's got a lead right now. And the 1-0 all the way to the backstop, and Colmenares will take second easily. Diamond gets to it quickly. Six straight balls, however, to begin the game, as Diamond will now come out to the mound quickly and have a chat with the youngster. The rest of the Augusta lineup in the field. Cade Kern plays in left field. Tyler Collins in center, and Jace Grady is in right. It has been a defense-heavy series so far. Only one home run between the two teams through four games of action this week at SRP Park. And SRP Park sees generally more homers than almost every other ballpark in the league. 33% more home runs than the average stadium across minor league baseball. So certainly a very different type of hitting performance that we've seen so far this week. Man on second and no one out. No score, just underway here in the top of the first. The righty Cermak in the box with a 2-0 count. And the pitch is taken inside corner for a strike. Dylan Hulsey calling the balls and strikes with Shane Sullivan out on the bases today. Colmenares being held on by the second baseman Verdung, who pounds the leather to keep him honest. 2-1 pitch taken just up and away. So hitters count here for Cermak, who hit a ball that went off the fourth story window of the apartment complex out in left field in BP. He'll ground this one towards the shortstop. It gets through to left field for a base hit. Colmenares being waved in to score, and he will score comfortably. The throw comes into second base. RBI single for Cermak. Colmenares touches without a throw, and it's 1-0 River Dogs here after just two batters in the top of the first. So now Cooper Kinney, who comes to the plate, having somewhat righted the path of his series. He went 2-for-5 yesterday with an RBI single, had a long hit streak, 17 games snapped on Thursday evening. Cermak goes, the pitch taken high with a breaking ball, the throw down, the tag on the helmet, and they got him. Diamond's throw came into Cam McGee's glove that was right next to Cermak's helmet as he began his slide. You could not have timed it any better there if you were Dawson Diamond, and Cermak becomes out number one. I mean, McGee did not even have to apply a tag. Cermak slid right into him. And Kinney grounds this one to the right side and no one gets it. The first baseman, Delaunay, and second baseman, Verdung, seem confused about whose ball that was, and it ends up into right field for a base hit. And that is where that caught stealing becomes so important. You think about the difference between having men at first and second and no one out, and having a man at first with one away. You don't blame Sean Smedley for trying to be aggressive. Now the cleanup hitter, Ryan Spikes, who is 4-for-12 with a triple over the course of this week, hitting 218 with 10 long balls. First pitch for the righty is downstairs. Already 1-0 with Charleston in the lead. Kinney not a threat to run, and he's not being held on here, and the pitch goes to the backstop, and he will take second nonetheless. It'll likely be a wild pitch. It was in the dirt. Diamond nearly snagged it. It did hit some leather, but couldn't clamp down on it. Just the 3 strikes so far of the first 14 pitches for Keller, who's rocking a sweatband underneath the cap. It is blisteringly hot, 100 degrees, with a little bit of cloud cover right now. Hard to get a grip on the ball, perhaps. 2-0 taken upstairs, now 3-0. That ball, I think, was comfortably in the zone. It's been a slightly lower strike zone over the course of this series. Both managers have had their gripes with this crew over the last couple of days. Base open at first, still one away. 3-0 from Keller is in for a strike on the outside corner. Spikes have taken a step towards first. Ryan Spikes at the plate, good friends with Michael Harris, one of the breakout stars of this year's Major League Baseball season. 3-1. Hammered down the left field line, but foul. It skips into the Augusta bullpen. Michael Harris, it's a shame we never got to see him in Augusta. He skipped right over low A, and as a result of that COVID season, ended up debuting not too long thereafter, and of course is now a key piece of this Atlanta Braves team that is looking for an NL pennant and more. 3-2 outside with a fastball, ball 4. So men now at first and second, and one away for John Diaz. Wes McGuire, the pitching coach, is going to come out to the mound here as Hiller struggling a little bit with command. That has been the story. He had an injury that he suffered after a start against, rather, a relief appearance against Myrtle Beach back on May 18th, and had only walked three men in his first six outings of the year in his first 23 innings. And since then, in 16 and two-thirds frames, he has walked 19 and hit 9. So Keller continues to battle, and Wes McGuire giving him maybe some words of encouragement here. Men on first and second. It was cool to see Keller be able to pitch in front of his family and his friends last week in Fredericksburg, about 45 minutes from where he grew up in the outskirts of Richmond, out of Hanover High School in Mechanicsville. Was an Old Dominion commit, was going to stay in state, but ended up drafted in the sixth round. The Braves really liked his stuff. And at just 19 years of age, in the midst of his first full professional season. Diaz first pitch swinging to left center field. Collins heads towards the warning track, and he will make the catch. Kinney gives a mind to tag, and he'll go back to the bag. The ball gets away from the shortstop McGee, but no advance, as Kinney had made up his mind at that point to stay put. So a first pitch out on the warning track to TC for out number two. A great chance here for Keller to get out of this frame. Peguero into the box. Had missed about a month and a week until Wednesday when he made his first appearance after being activated from the IL. Men on first and second, two men out. The lefty in the box. He will take a strike. A switch hitter batting left. He went 2-for-4 with a double and a triple, although on video review, he actually was out by about 3 feet in his headfirst slide into third. He ended up scoring, but the Green Jackets held on. Oh, one. Bounced in the dirt on the wrong side of Peguero, and everyone will take 90 feet. And it'll be the third wild pitch of the inning on Keller. So men now at second and third, and a 1-1 count. Trying to keep these two men stranded aboard. Only four wild pitches on the season for Keller before today. And the pitch is hit to right center. Jace Grady sizes it up, comes in. He should have it. He does. Side retired. Well, a sticky first inning in terms of humidity and in terms of base runners, but Seth Keller ends up stranding a pair in scoring position. As we go to the bottom of the first, Augusta down a run to zero. They'll look to even it up against the tall Marcus Johnson as we come back.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jackets down 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the first. Marcus Johnson, the Duke draftee, a fourth rounder of the Marlins last year, makes his third appearance against Augusta this season. And he will have Cam McGee, the lefty, stepping into the box to lead it off. McGee, Jace Grady, and Drew Compton, the three duo, as Augusta looks to get that run back from the top of the inning. Johnson 4-6 this year with a 3.78 ERA. It's his 24th game, his 23rd start, a native of Winter, California. First pitch is downstairs for a ball. The majority of the players on the Green Jackets who faced Johnson in those two earlier appearances are already up in Rome. Only a handful of guys with ABs. McGee will take a strike. It'll even up at 1-1. The hallmark for Marcus Johnson is that he just does not walk batters. Amongst qualified pitchers this year, he has the fewest walks allowed at just 17. And McGee grounds this one towards the left side. Colmenares, the shortstop, is there. His throw to first is just in time for out number one. So Colmenares at short, Odalis Peguero is at second, with Ryan Spikes at third and Cooper Kinney at first. Raudelis Martinez does the catching. Angel Mateo is in left field. Christopher Berrete holds it down in center, and John Diaz in the corner in right. Jace Grady, the switch hitter, steps in. 5-for-13, a couple of doubles this week. First pitch is fouled off into the hands. Grady hitting 277, two homers. He has driven in 10. He has walked three times this week, also stolen a base. Johnson, 6 feet, 6 inches tall, a one. Breaking ball in for a strike at 81. That's a big little 12-6 curveball. It drops down rather than breaking towards the left-hand batting Grady, and it's 0-2. Johnson's pitch is up and away with a fastball at 91. Johnson was a closer at Duke and then also a starting pitcher. 1-2 outside. And this year already 114 and two-thirds innings of work, which coincidentally enough matches his walks and hits per innings pitched of 1-1-4. 2-2. Taken on the outside corner, called strike three. Throws him with a breaking ball for out number two. Green Jackets struck out 17 times last night. Too shy of their season high. They did have their chances, though. They actually out-hit the River Dogs 9-8. It was just the fifth time all season long where Augusta has lost a game where they out-hit their opponents. Compton, the next man up. He will take a strike. Compton, switch hitter, batting left. So three straight men batting from the power side against Johnson. Johnson, a quick worker as well. 0-1. Breaking ball again for a strike at the bottom of the zone. He's gone curveball heavy here. EJ Exposito is the man on deck. And the pitch is fouled off to keep Compton alive. Compton has been tremendous at getting on base. OPS of 715 as he approaches his third week here in Augusta, but the on base percentage is just under 400. 0-2, two away, no one on. Bottom of the first, Augusta down a run. Johnson from the windup, the pitch is caught on and missed. Slider down and in, and he will pick up two strikeouts as the Green Jackets go down waving in the first. Top of the second, when we return, River Dogs on top, 1-0.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here, top of the second. Green Jackets down 1-0. Seth Keller back out onto the mound. Green Jackets go in order in the first. It'll be Berrete, Martinez, and Mateo. 7-8-9 due up this half inning. Well, we mentioned that it was hot It's actually somehow cooler than expected. The initial forecasts for today had the high at 103. I've been told by a meteorologist on Twitter that the high today in the area is only 101, so we should be counting our lucky stars. Stars we could not see because of how hot, humid, and hazy it is this afternoon, but that's the problem with sun-gazing, or rather stargazing, during the day. Once you've seen one star, you've seen them all. Perrette, batting left, takes one outside for a ball. 2-for-9 this series with an RBI. Yesterday, drove in that run with a hit-by-pitch in the second inning. Took one on the back from Shoemaker with the bases loaded. 1-0. In for a strike. Infield pulled over for the lefty. Third baseman Exposito in on the grass, protecting against the bunt. River Dogs have laid down one successful bunt over the course of this week. And the 1-1 inside goes to the backstop, but no one aboard. The tenor of this series has really changed due to some injuries on the visiting side. First, we saw Ledbetter have to leave the game on Tuesday night after smoking a double to the right center field gap. 2-1 high for a ball, now 3-1. He was another recent draftee. And then on the very next day, we saw Trey Morgan leave the game after pulling up for a ground ball down the first baseline. We have not seen either of them since. 3-1, taken for a strike at the waist, and the count will go full. So it's been a different look River Dogs team, a different look River Dogs lineup over the last 2 to 3 games. 3-2, hit to left field, slicing towards the corner. Kern gives it a chase towards the line, and it lands in foul territory as someone's coming out of the Green Jackets clubhouse right now, and they opened the door right as Kern was chasing that ball down, and fortunately, Kern was able to get out of the way of it. It was hard enough for him to try and chase that fly ball down, and now someone's opening that door very slowly to make sure they're okay to come back out. And indeed they are. Everyone reset, still 3-2. 1-0 this score in the top of the second inning. Keller from the wind. The pitch is grounded up the middle. Shortstop McGee to the wrong side of the bag. His throw to first is caught by Villeneuve for the out. Well, with no orthodox shifts anymore, with the shift restrictions, McGee, the shortstop, had to come all the way to the second base side and transfer to his glove, rather from his glove to his throwing hand in time to get the out, which he did. One away for Raudelis Martinez, the Cuban catcher who drove in a run yesterday. A single for him in the second inning, went 2-for-5. First pitch here outside. Again, the Green Jackets stay shifted here for the tall and wiry lefty. He is 6 feet 2 inches tall, listed at 160 pounds, and he'll get hit in the back of the knee and take his base. Second man hit today by Keller. 6 feet 2 inches tall, 160 pounds, and not a lot of fat or muscle to protect that spot on the outer part of the knee, a painful one without a doubt. So he will take his base.
Left fielder number 34,
Angel Mateo. And now Angel Mateo, in his second game, will look for his first trip aboard. 0-for-4, 4 strikeouts on Thursday night. Struck out with men on first and second and one away in the ninth. The tying and winning, or rather go-ahead runs, were aboard. He'll take one upstairs here. Mateo, a young 18 years of age. Keller has been hard to hit this season. As Martinez takes a big secondary lead, pitching for a strike 1-1. Righty's hitting just 248 against him. Lefty's hitting just 222, and a big reason for the ERA being close to 6 and the walks and hits per innings pitched being at about 1.5 is just the walks and hit batsmen. 1-1. Broken bat liner up the middle. Second baseman Verdung to second for one to first. Scooped out of the dirt by Delaunay for two. Nice work by Keller to induce a ground ball. A little gopher ball to Verdung, who stepped on the bag. It's a 4-3 double play. Side retired after three men. We go to the bottom of the second. 1-0 River Dogs. 4, 5, and 6 for the Green Jackets when we return.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Bottom of the second inning, Green Jackets and River Dogs. River Dogs on top by a score of 1-0. EJ Exposito will lead this inning off. Cleanup hitter taking his first hacks will be followed by Will Verdung III and Cade Kern, both of whom have family in attendance today. Marcus Johnson only needed 14 pitches to get through the first inning. He is capable of going up to 90 in an outing. In fact, has gone seven innings over the course of this season, once or twice. In fact, just the once. That was against the Green Jackets back on June 1st. Expo in the box, he'll take a fastball for a strike. Yesterday, a two-double game for EJ. He is one base behind Ambioris Tavares for the team lead. 0-1 curveball taken in the zone, hitting 222 with a 8 home runs and 55 driven in, which leads the team. Johnson, 2 strikeouts in the first, looking for a third here. From the wind, the pitch is swung on and missed. Big breaking ball off the plate. Make it 3 straight Ks here for batters 2 through 4 in this Augusta lineup. Now Will Verdung steps in. The Mississippi Native, if you couldn't tell from his walk-up song, Mississippi. Born in Jackson, Tennessee, but grew up in Corinth, a small town going north towards that Tennessee border. First pitch down in the zone, taken a little bit too low for a ball. The catcher, Martinez, is quite good at framing. He brings his glove up nicely for pitches that come downwards. 1-0 is down and in, 2-0. And it's earned them some strikes. Brian Brecker in yesterday's game had a tough framing game behind the plate, although the umpire's strike zone didn't do him any favors either. 2-0 to the righty. Verdung is hit hard up the middle for a base hit. Got off the bat quickly to the left of the shortstop, Colmenares, and the Green Jackets have their first base runner with one away in the second. And now striding up is Cade Kern, his dad and grandfather in attendance to the left of home plate. They came down yesterday from North Ohio. Kern, a North Ohio kid, stayed at home at Ohio State. The only reason his mom is not here, too, is because his younger sibling is playing at Adrian College in Michigan, and they had to do a little bit of dividing and conquering, as so many families have to do. As the oldest of four, I can tell you I was occasionally on the short stick and occasionally on the long stick side of things. It takes a lot of dedication to be a devoted sporting parent. Verdung lead at first, held on by Kinney. And the 0-1. Curveball for a strike. I said curveball, it's really more of a slider. He has shown just a straight up and down breaking ball, as well as that more horizontal yacker. The pitch. There it is again. Slider down and away. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. 2 away. And the man on first. Green Jackets down by a run for Jose Delonay, getting his second game of the series. 0 for 3 with a walk. Johnson on the mound is rated as the 17th overall prospect in this Rays organization by MLB Pipeline. Lefty Delonay going toe-to-toe with him here. First pitch from the Stretch is outside. But he was acquired from the Marlins in a trade that, as of right now, is looking like a landslide win for the Rays. Swung on and missed. The runner is going for second. Verdung, he slides in safely. He just gets around the tag of Colmenares, who drops the ball anyways. A nice little delayed stolen base there for Augusta, and he goes to scoring position. The Rays traded reliever JT Chargeois to the Marlins, along with Xavier Edwards for Marcus Johnson and Santiago Suarez, who started Wednesday night. Pitch here for a strike to Delonay. Chargeois, over the course of this season, has been pretty good for Miami. A 3.56 ERA and a 2.17 opponent batting average, but it appears they got two very good and underrated prospects in return. Delonay will take this one up and out of the zone. It'll even up at 2-2. But the Rays have something of a pitcher factory, and sometimes that means that they have more pitchers on the 40-man that they could ever possibly use at a given time. So they got some younger arms in return. 2-2 pitch in the dirt. It'll go full on Jose Delonay. Rather than giving a stolen base right now to Verdung, they've called it a missed catch error on the catcher. Full count, Delonay in the box, Dawson Diamond on deck, Verdung at second base, he will spin off and look the man back, Will Johnson. Johnson, as a youngster at Duke, was a team captain in his COVID sophomore season, and he'll drop a slider in for strike three called on Delonay, side retired. The last five outs Augusta has made have all been strikeouts. As we go to the third inning, Green Jackets down 1-0. Johnson gives up a single and nothing else.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here, top of inning number three. Green Jackets got a hit, but left a man at second as the leadoff man, Colmenares, steps up to take on Seth Keller. Colmenares got hit by a pitch and scored. The lone run of the game back in the first. Cermak, the next man due up with Kinney, the third man this half inning. A run on two hits with an error for the River Dogs through two frames. The lefty, Colmenares, with the infield shifted and the third baseman on the grass. First pitch is in for a strike at the knees. Looking around Major League Baseball right now, the Braves are up 7-2 going into the bottom of the ninth, looking to clinch the series before their Sunday night baseball game tomorrow night. 0-1. Taken with a slider for a strike. Good location there. And it's 0-2. Braves tomorrow evening will be on ESPN. They've got the late game, although it'll be in daylight out there and beautiful Oracle Park, formerly known by many other names in its time, right there on the bay. Keller from the windup, 0-2. Fouled off the back ankle of Colmenares. Now Keller brings his hands over his head. The 0-2 is taken down and away. Green Jackets players in the dugout standing near the industrial fan over on the home plate side of things. They are trying their best to stay cool. It is still pushing triple digits here as far as heat and humidity go. 1-2 is popped up left side, drifting towards foul ground. It's going to go out of play and land over the Augusta bullpen on the berm as a couple of kids will chase it down. Wind is picking up a little bit, but it's blowing the wrong way for us here outside the booth. It's blowing from right field out to center. One and two on Cole Menares, who has driven in a pair this week. He'll take this one just inside. Cole Menares crowding the plate a little bit. He might have gotten fortunate there with that call. Pitch clock down to two. Now Keller in the windup. The pitch is inside. It'll fill up. Might see Landon Harper today as well. He has not worked yet this series, but he's the man who followed up Seth Keller in the combined no-hitter, which was 4 weeks ago tomorrow. 3-2, taken up and away, ball four. And he will work his way aboard. So Colmenar is a hit-by-pitch and a walk, getting the on-base percentage up. And he takes first base. Ryan Cermak, who singled and then was caught stealing, steps into the box. Keller got the double play his last inning. Cermak and Colmenar has both run pretty well. Keller up to 41 pitches, but only 18 in the zone. First pitch to Cermak, fastball for a strike. Hurston Waldrip making the start in High A Rome today. He pitched here 3 weeks ago, was stellar. Went three innings, struck out eight men, and the day after was sent up to High A. 0-1, grounded to short, could be two. McGee to second for one, Verdung to first. Easy double play for the second straight frame, a twin killing. This one goes 6-4-3, now two away. That ball hit right to McGee at 103 miles an hour off the bat, which is perfect if you're trying to turn two. Colmenares was never going to beat that one out, and then to first base in plenty of time. Good transfer from the middle infield. Cooper Kinney now aboard. He'll line one toward shortstop. It gets over the glove of McGee on a leap, and Kinney has his second hit of the day. So two out, now one aboard.
Now batting third baseman Ryan Spikes. He's our Bojangles from the latter of the game.
Checking in on scores around the Braves organization. Waldrip went 4 2/3, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, neither of them earned because of an error from David McCabe, with 10 strikeouts of the 14 outs he recorded. You think Double A might come calling sooner rather than later. Keller in for a strike here on Spikes, who walked then was stranded on second base in the first inning. Tyree Thompson has been the next man in, and he has been great so far. Rome lead by a score of 4-2. Keller picks over to first. DLNA has to go off the bag to make the stab. A 2-RBI game for Nacho Alvarez, who is 2-for-3, and then an RBI for Justin Jenness. Pitch here taken downstairs, 1-1. EJ Exposito playing game number 99 over at third base right now. He'll become the first Augusta player to play 100 this year the next time he plays. 1-1 upstairs. Couple of guys got to 100 on last year's team. Steven Paolini and Caden Morton both hit 100 games. Now a 2-1 taken downstairs. Just double checked, actually, and for EJ Exposito, who is still 22 years of age, turned 22 right at the beginning of the year. It's actually game 100 right now, so a big congratulations to him. Leads the Green Jackets in games played by 6. The next closest is Ambioris Tavares, and Tavares, the only other Green Jacket who has a chance at hitting 100 games this year, and in all likelihood he will before the end of next week. Gets his first off day of the series today. The 3-1. Skied into center field. Collins started in. Now we'll move over towards his left. Comes in a bit with the wind and makes the catch to retire the side. A walk, a double play, a single, and a flyout. And Keller gets out of the inning without a run against. We go to the bottom of the third. 1-0. River Dogs in the lead.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here, bottom of the third. Our thanks to B. Kelly on Twitter at BBMom for sending us some very nice compliments over Twitter. Dawson Diamond in to lead it off this half inning. Johnson on the mound. Diamond squares the bunt and pushes one down the third base line. They'll roll foul, which is a shame because Diamond had everyone caught by surprise there. He would have beat that out without a throw. But it took a tough spin off the grass. That's the first time we've seen him try to do that this year. Diamond, the catcher, not necessarily known for his speed. And the catcher, Adelis Martinez, stood his bat up on the plate like a pogo stick for him to pick up. So 0-1 on Diamond. Green Jackets down by a run. The pitch here is a curveball for a strike. Diamond 0-3 with two walks. Even though he's hitting below 200, his on-base percentage pretty good at a 275. The 0-2. Caught on and missed. Filthy slider there. Make it 6 strikeouts now for Marcus Johnson. And there is out number 1. Green Jackets have only made 1 out on a ball in play. It was the leadoff man, Cam McGee. Now Tyler Collins steps to the box. Collins 1-for-5. A couple of runs driven in this week. He had a very clutch bases-loaded single to left. Lefty will take one downstairs here. He is 1-for-3 with a walk against Marcus Johnson. Only 3 men in the starting lineup had at-bats against MJ in the previous 2 meetings this year. 1-0. Collins takes a strike. On deck is Cam McGee. 1 hit for Augusta so far. It's been a base runner-free outing for Johnson to this point, working his way through the order for the first time. 1-1 upstairs. It's 2-1. And the pitch hit hard to right center field. John Diaz heads towards the track. He looks up. That ball is high off the wall. Collins digging for 2. He wants 3. Here comes the throw. It is not cut off. Collins slides in safely. Tyler Collins inches away from his first homer of the year. Instead, slides in comfortably with a three-bagger. And a one-out triple. Green Jackets 90 feet away from evening up this game. Caught a high fastball there and took it to the pole side. And now Cam McGee with a chance to bring him home. Infield does come in all the way around. They are playing on the grass. Collins with excellent speed. Big hole on the left side with the lefty at the plate. The pitch from Johnson is hit hard to left field for a base hit. Over the glove of Colmenares. Hits an RBI knock for McGee, and we are even at one. RBI number 8 of the year for McGee. Green Jackets draw even as Collins scores comfortably on McGee's second run batted in of the series. 1-1 the score. McGee does pick up his first hit of the week. That ball scalded to left. And back-to-back hits. The inning will now continue with Jace Grady. We're even up at one. So Grady looks to keep the line moving here. He'll take a slider at the knees for a strike. Grady struck out looking in the first. First triple of the season, by the way, for Collins, who has plenty of speed, but is such a gap-to-gap kind of hitter that sometimes he gets stuck at second. Slider breaks way too far down in the dirt. It's blocked down by Martinez, who rocks a backwards baseball cap. Martinez has a very typical catcher's attitude, very intense, but also someone who likes to have fun. It is something with catchers, though. Talked to Dawson Diamond earlier this year about how catchers are oftentimes kind of like goalies in soccer, as Johnson picks over to first, not in time. And soccer and hockey, very intense, sometimes a little bit crazy. You've got to be sometimes to stand in behind the plate with 100-mile-an-hour pitches coming your way. 1-1. Fastball fouled off. That was a mistake pitch there from Grady. I believe it was actually a changeup in the top of the zone, which is the real danger zone for off-speed pitches. You can have an effective slider that rides up high. Spencer Strider is a great example of it, but if it's not breaking enough or breaking too much, that's how it becomes a hanger. Now a changeup in the dirt, 2-2. Green Jackets even the score, a run on 3 hits for each team so far. Cam McGee on at first with that RBI after Collins tripled with one away. Drew Compton on deck. McGee a sizable lead. And the 2-2 taken just outside with a breaking ball. And the count will go full. Wouldn't be surprised to see McGee in action here. Martinez behind the plate has only thrown out 19% of base stealers, just 4 of 28 over the course of this year. McGee runs. The pitch is sliced foul down the left field line, drifting over towards the seats, and it will get out of play. And so McGee will have to trot backwards. A fan makes a barehanded grab and gets a little bit of recognition from his peers. Everyone resets. And again, 3-2. We'll see if Johnson checks over on McGee. He will. McGee slides back in time. You know, fans used to be called cranks. They didn't get the term fans until the old St. Louis Browns manager, Ted Sullivan, gave him that name in the early 20th century. Runner does not go this time, and it's chopped to first. Kinney drops the ball. He's going to have to run to first in time. He will get there just barely. Instead of going to second for an tossable 3-4-3 double play, it will become just a ground out to first. So McGee takes second. No error there, because the out was recorded, but might have cost his team an out, but neither here nor there. Drew Compton is the next man up, looking to put Augusta on top. McGee takes second. Compton struck out swinging on a breaking ball to end the first. The pitch is popped foul out of play. These two played their college ball in the same conference in the ACC at a similar time. 0-1 taken down in the dirt. Compton struck out against him then. He'll take this one downstairs, 2-1. Compton went 1 for 2 against Johnson back in 2022 against the man on the mound right now. A double and a strikeout. He scored a run. The Yellow Jackets won the game. Compton homered later that day. And he'll take this one for a strike now, 2-2. Very different stage, though. But as is so often the case, the baseball world is a small one. In that game, by the way, Johnson went 5 innings, did not pick up a decision, with 100 pitches. Back in April of 2022. 2-2 with two away, man on second. The pitch is caught on and missed. And the snap throw back to second, I believe, would have been in time. But Colmenares, the shortstop, now appears to be holding his lower back down on the ground. And they're going to send the manager and trainer out to check on him. We'll take the break. Side retired. Green Jackets do even it up at one run apiece through three. Back in a moment at SRP Park.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Back here at SRP Park for the top of inning number 4. The Lumberjack John Diaz steps in to lead it off. It's 5, 6, and 7 due up against Seth Keller, with the game now even at 1 apiece. Diaz batting from the left-hand side. Keller going from the full windup here, and his pitch is caught on a miss. Big slider down at the shins. Diaz was first pitch swinging in his first at-bat. He flew out to Tyler Collins in center fields. Just one hit in the last 2 innings for the River Dogs. The 0-1 is downstairs. It nearly hits Diaz in the foot. 2 men hit so far today by Seth Keller, bringing him into a tie for first in the league. Of course, the conditions likely playing a factor in that as well. It is 97 degrees right now with 60% humidity. No threat of rain, but just oppressive, intense heat all the way down. 1-1, same slider as the first pitch, and same result. A hack and a miss, and it's 1-2. Keller, 51 pitches so far, yet to record a strikeout, but he has induced 2 double plays that have been very key in keeping that pitch count manageable. From the wind, the 1-2, taken just low, and it'll even up at 2 apiece. Odalis Peguero will be the next man to bat, with Barrette, the third due up. All of them went hitless in their first trip through the order. 2-2 from Keller. Taken downstairs. It skips off the plate, and it'll go to 3-2. Dawson Diamond will fire him a new ball out on the mound. Lights just came on in the last half-inning break. Still plenty of blue sky. A mostly full moon over the center field fence, rising from above the buildings of downtown Augusta. 3-2, hit foul. Diaz got a high fastball there and tried to do something with it, but only was able to stay alive. Downstairs. And it'll be a walk to begin the inning. The leadoff man has reached via a walk or a hit by pitch in now three of the four frames today. And that'll bring up Odalis Piguero, who steps in after a flyout to right to end the first. The River Dogs left two men aboard in that frame, each team with a run on three hits. An error in the contest for the River Dogs on the shortstop Colmenares. Piguero, switch hitter batting left, will take one outside here, ball one. Pickoff throw comes to first. They tag not in time. They had Diaz leaning ever so slightly. Runner goes. The pitch swung on and missed. Diamond's throw down is not in time. McGee tried a sweep tag there, but the throw tailed up and away to the second base side. College football got underway today with Notre Dame annihilating the Naval Academy as this one's fought foul by Piguero out in Dublin.
All right, let's hear it, fans. We want beer. We want beer.
One and two. Diaz a lead at second base now. Keller looks back and the pitch. Popped up, left side of the infield. Exposito, third baseman, goes into foul ground, and he will make the catch in foul territory for out number one. So Christopher Barrette becomes the next man up. He grounded out to the shortstop McGee on a nice play back in inning number two. First pitch to him is down and in. Big frisbee-like slider there, taken inside. Twelfth stolen base of the season for John Diaz. 1-0, grounded towards the right side of the infield, through for a base hit. It's going to score the run as Diaz will stay put at first. Rather, Diaz scores, excuse me, Barrette stays put at first. Now a 2-1 ball game. That ball found the space between second baseman and shortstop and got through for a hit. That will get some action up in the bullpen here as it appears Nolan Martinez might be the man who starts throwing here. Runner on first, one away. Rodelis Martinez, next man up. Keller now up to 62 pitches. His high this year was in that no-hitter. Runner goes, first pitch is outside. Diamond's not going to have a throw. It was a great jump. It'll be a stolen base for Barrette. Nineteenth stolen base of the year for Barrette. Everyone chasing Chandler Simpson for the stolen base lead this year, who still leads by about 30. Runner goes for third, taken for a strike. Throw down is not going to be in time. No tag by Exposito, who had to go Jericho, prone to make sure it didn't get all the way down the line and bring in a run. So stolen base number 19 and 20 now for Berrette, who gets himself to third. Two to one, the score, one away. Infield in now. Martinez looking for his third RBI of the series. He'll take one outside. It's 2-1. Chandler Simpson up to 86 stolen bases now on the year, now in high A, but he stole 81 for the River Dogs, batting leadoff almost every game. The 2-1 pitch, outside and low. And as prolific a season as he has had, Chandler Simpson, he is just a little bit more than halfway to the improbable 155 stolen base mark in a season that Billy Hamilton set back in 2012. Hitters count here 3-1. And the pitch is hit hard to right center field. It will drop in for a base hit. Run comes in to score. Martinez gets RBI number 17. And now a 3-1 ball game. Those two stolen bases coming up very clutch for the River Dogs. Back-to-back singles here. And now Green Jackets trailing by 2, and Wes McGuire will come out to the mound. So Keller getting some counseling here from McGuire. Martinez up and warming in the bullpen. It is a fireworks evening this evening, and the sunset scheduled for just about 8 p.m. Earlier in the year, or for much of the year, the Green Jackets were hoping for some long games on these firework nights to make sure that it would be dark enough by the time the game finished, but a 6 o'clock start and a 8 o'clock sunset means that if the game goes over about 2 hours and 20 minutes, it should be perfect firework conditions. Man on first, one away, two runs home. Martinez takes his lead, and the first pitch here is on the inside corner to Angel Mateo, who, after going 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts in his debut, hit into an inning-ending double play in his first AB of game number 2. Runner goes, the pitch taken for a strike, throw down, skips into center field, tag applied and wisely done by Verdung, who was able to keep Martinez from taking third. It'll be a stolen base and no error. But the River Dogs are really running here in this frame. Make it stolen base number 4 of the inning. It is a strike though, 0-2. A chance for a big second out here. Martinez, a big lead at second, distracting Keller. The pitch, line drive left field, base hit. It trickles over towards the wall. Kern is there to cut it off, and now they will put the brakes on with men on the corners. The throw gets away. It's backed up well by DeLaunay. But the third consecutive single means the inning continues with men at first and third. And still only one out for the top of the order in Carlos Colmenares.
Shortstop, Carlos Colmenares.
Two runs home this half inning on three hits and a walk with a couple of stolen bases to boot. Mateo on first. Was 12 of 12 on stolen base attempts in the Florida Complex League. First pitch is in for a strike at the knees to Colmenares, who has no official at-bats yet with a hit-by-pitch and a walk. Infield playing at double play depth, but also playing to pull. Runner goes. The pitch, line drive, left field, sinking towards foul ground. It will land in fair territory. A cue shot to bring home a run. That one could not have been placed closer to the chalk if Colmenares had tried. It'll end up with an RBI single as everyone goes 90 feet. And now Keller's evening will be finished. four consecutive singles. Just some bad luck on that one. Really soft contact. 26th RBI of the year for Cole Menares. Men on first and second with one away in the frame. And now a 4-1 lead for the River Dogs. We'll take a break. Back in a moment at SRP Park. Martinez in relief.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip. Socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So Nolan Martinez into the game. He's got men aboard, men at first and second and one away. Martinez gets his second crack this week at his former team. He showcased a really good slider earlier in the week and had men fooled. Already three runs home for the River Dogs with Mateo at second, Cole Menares at first. Cermak, a single and a double play, takes a big swing and a miss at that breaking ball. It's 0-1. The next hit for the River Dogs will tie their total from yesterday. Martinez, the Green Jackets' active leader in strikeouts and also innings pitched. 0-1, tipped into the mitt, now 0-2. Owen Murphy and Giancarlos Lara and Jorge Bautista have pitched more innings total than him, but of the active roster, it is Martinez who leads. Oh, and two on Cermak. The pitch. Slider checked his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. A three-pitch strikeout to begin the outing of Martinez, and now two away. Well, the River Dogs have really struggled with that breaking ball for Martinez this year. Back on Tuesday night, Martinez struck out three all on that pitch. And Martinez, his season high in strikeouts was six, also against this same River Dogs team back in June, a game that he picked up the win in. Cooper Kinney, a couple of singles today, smacks one foul down the left field line. The Green Jackets looking to cap the damage here and get back in the action from the other side of the plate. Big leads at first and second. 0-1. Hit hard to the right side. Verdung is there on one hop. He gathers and throws to first for out number three. Martinez enters. Needs five pitches. All strikes to retire the side. And we go to the bottom of inning number four. The score now 4-1. River Dogs on top.
Lower to the 10. Higher or lower to the 10. Lower. Lower. Ooh, do the pain, huh?
Getting off the green jacket, third base, number two, our George Clean, clean up out of the game, E.J. Exposito.
EJ Exposito in to lead it off. He will take a big swing and a miss here, playing in his 100th game of the season. The first Green Jackets player to hit that mark this year. As Augusta looks to get back on the scoreboard, they got one the last frame. Marcus Johnson on the mound. The 0-1 in the dirt. It gets all the way to the backstop. Expo struck out swinging his first time up. Johnson has really loved the strikeout so far today. Already 7 strikeouts recorded. Just one shy of his season high. And the 1-1. Fouled off. Ooh, man. Expo came headhunting there. That one was as close to getting up into my hands as we've had this year. And instead, it just deflected off the top of the netting. I've been waiting for one. And a breaking ball inside 2-2. Martinez, the catcher, setting up inside the 2-2. Down and away. Missed spot there. A breaking ball that broke too much and into the dirt. Well, if there was going to be a player who did end up having a ball that hit me or hit my laptop, 3-2. Cut on and missed. Fastball at 90. 8th strikeout now for Johnson, who's now tied that season high, which he set back in April. I'd like it to be Exposito, because I know that he would laugh about it. Some guys might feel bad. Some guys might offer some apologies. I don't think EJ would do either. I think he would laugh about it, which is exactly what I would do. Will Verdung, first pitch, swinging, talks to right center field. Barrette runs over and makes the catch on the run for out number two. Verdung was the first hitter to reach for Augusta today with a single back in the first. Kern will fly the first pitch to right center field. Now shallow as the first baseman Kinney is there. Right fielder there as well. And Diaz, the right fielder, makes the catch. A very fast bottom of the fourth as the Green Jackets will go in order for the second time today. Fifth inning when we come back. Martinez coming out to the mound. 4-1 the score. River Dogs on top. Back here, top of the fifth inning, Green Jackets trailing 4-1 to the River Dogs. A ominous looking gray cloud line is moving in from the left field line, but we play on for now. Martinez on the mound, the cleanup hitter spikes in to lead it off. First pitch from Martinez is outside for a ball. Braves have officially finalized that win over the Giants. They move to 84-44. That is 40 games above 500, a season high. 1-0 outside to Spikes. Braves will look for the sweep tomorrow night on Sunday Night Baseball. They'll have the nation's attention, as they likely already did. 2-0 to foul at 2-1. Martinez got two outs after entering, giving the final line for Seth Keller. He ends up going 3 1/3 innings, giving up 7 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 3 walks, and no strikeouts. The 2-1 taken upstairs, fastball at 91. It'll go to 3-1 now, as it is the opening weekend of college football. We take a look around the CFB landscape. Notre Dame beat Navy 42-3. No real marquee games in this one, as Spikes will draw ball 4. But no real marquee games in today's slate, unless you are a massive UMass fan, which I happen to be, and I'll be back on UMass radio in about 3 weeks from now. But UMass leading New Mexico State 7-0. That's a nationally televised game. That is the ESPN broadcast of the day between the teams ranked 133rd and 126th in the Athletics Power Rankings. John Diaz in, he'll line one to left. It gets over the glove of Cade Kern, who misplays it. Chugging around second and heading to third is Ryan Spikes. That ball should have been caught for out number one. It'll likely go down as a double, but Kern came in and then backed up too late as it sailed over his head. So a double for Diaz, and then at second and third with no one out. Green Jackets have shot themselves in the foot a number of times this year. You think back to that 5-error game against the River Dogs back in May, but they also lead the league in 4-error games, and while that is not an error, it's still a play that'll affect the eventual final of this game. Peguero flies this pitch down the left field line. It is caught on a run. It will advance each runner 90 feet. As the throw comes in, it gets away from Dawson Diamond. It skips towards the dugout, but Diaz has to stay put at third. There'll be a sacrifice fly to foul ground for Peguero, 31st RBI of the year, and now a 5-1 ball game. They have given it, by the way, as just a double. You can't guess what would have happened if Kern had got leather on it, but he came in and it just skipped way over him after it kept sailing. So a man on third. This pitch grounded through the right side will bring another run home. RBI single for Berrette, his second RBI of the day, and now another run comes across, a 6-1 lead. First pitch swinging, grounded it through to right field. And both of those two men who reached to begin the frame are now home. Men on first, and a 5-run cushion now here in the top of the fifth. Berrette on at first. He stole two bases his last time up. Martinez, the lefty catcher, in. They've got the man picked off. Martinez throws to first. Dillonay now throws to second. He will tag the man out for out number two. It'll be a pickoff caught stealing, 1-3-6, with Martinez firing it to Dillonay, who got the man to stutter as he tossed it to the shortstop, McGee, who applied the tag. So two away and no one on for Martinez, who did not see a pitch before that pickoff move. A battery here of all former River Dogs, as Dawson Diamond, who was there last year, links up with Martinez, who was there a couple of years previous. A one taken downstairs around the Braves organization right now in High A Rome. It was a debut for Shea Shanahan, who is an out away from closing out a save. He entered the game with Rome on top 4-2. That is where it remains, with two men out in the ninth. One one to Martinez. Popped up left side, drifting towards the stands. It will make the seats. We'll see if anyone makes a play on it. Ooh, it lands right in the lap of an usher, who seems no worse for wear. He looks for a kid to give it to, and indeed finds one. Chase Shanahan continues to dominate after being signed out of Nebraska, was just promoted on Wednesday, and his season ERA still at an even 0-0-0. This pitch taken upstairs, 2-2 on Martinez. A very fast-moving fifth inning here. A walk, a double, a sac fly, a single, and a caught stealing. 2-2 down low, and it'll go full. Tyree Thompson in line for the win in Rome, as he lowers his ERA in the season to 4.24. Another former Green Jacket. 3-2. Taken. Ball four. Oh, man, that was a inch-perfect pitch on the inside corner. The home plate umpire says it missed inside, but the entire infield, catcher, and outfield began to walk off the field. That was a perfect breaking ball that did not get a call. And it'll end up in a walk, a two-out walk. And now Angel Mateo, who got an RBI single, his first hit at this level his last time up. Rather, not an RBI, excuse me, it sent men to the corners, and they'll tip one into the mitt. Martinez stole a bag his last time aboard. They'll stay put here as this one misses inside. So 1-1. Again, Martinez twitchy off that first base bag. The pitch. Line to left field and through for a base hit. It gets over Exposito's glove. Kern is over to cut it off. They will put the brakes on Raudelis. The throw comes into second, not in time. It'll be a two-out double, and now men at second and third as Mateo, who went hitless in his first five at-bats, now has hits in his last two. Martinez to third, Mateo to second, and now in the top of the fifth inning, Colmenares will hit for a fourth time. He has reached thrice, a single, a walk, and a hit by pitch. Have to say that's probably the first time I've used the word thrice on air this year, or really in life in general. Colmenares will foul this one off. It's 0-1. Green Jackets down 6-1 with two more runs against this half inning. Marcus Johnson looking to cruise his way through the lineup. 0-1. Fouled off again. Oh, and 2. Martinez working on the lefty. Back on Tuesday night, he used that slider down and in to get guys with two outs, including a number of left-handed batters. We'll see if he goes with a breaker here. Trying to strand men at second and third. Martinez, the pitch, taken just up and away. Instead went with a fastball, and it just missed outside. Again, not by much. Was definitely good enough to maybe tempt a swing with two strikes from Colmenares. Now 1-2. The pitch, taken just inside, 2-2. Colmenares stands so close to the plate, but that one was not too far away from that white pentagon, and it'll even up. Two-two. Taken again just up and away. Missing by fractions here. And you think about that pitch that ended up being called ball four to Martinez. It's now led to a walk and a double that could easily have ended the inning. And it's costing Martinez pitches. He's trying to make it so it does not cost them any more runs. 3-2. Base open at first. The pitch. Taken down and away. Ball four. And the bases are loaded with two men out for Ryan Cermak. Two walks, a hit by pitch, and a single now for the leadoff man. As Cermak, next man up. A single, a double play, and a strikeout did drive in a run back in the first. Up to now 25 on the season. The highest drafted player in two decades from Illinois State. First pitch to him, big swing and a miss. He struck out against Martinez. He was Martinez's first batter back in the fourth. Again, a steady stream of base runners today. They sent eight men to the plate last inning, and Cermak the eighth to bat in this one. Bases loaded, the 0-1. Caught on and miss. Snap throw back to third, not in time. No tag from Exposito as a man begins to loosen into the bullpen. Zach Austin, I believe it is. It's 0-2. Looking to strand a River Dog at each cushion. The pitch from Martinez. Popped foul out of play. It'll land on the sweets and take a big bounce down from where I'm at up here. It's caught down in the front row. It'll remain 0-2. Yet again, 0-2. Crowd making noise. The pitch is popped foul in the exact same spot. That ball hits off the window of the scorer's booth and again bounces all the way down to the front row in the lower level. Oh, 2. Line drive left field. Kern comes in. It'll drop for a base hit. They will wave the first run in. Here comes the second. Kern's throw is way offline. And it'll end up as a two-out, two-strike, two RBI single for Cermak. And now this game quickly becoming out of reach. A touchdown and an extra point for the River Dogs here on opening day of college football season. Cermak picks up his second and third runs batted in today. Colmenares to second with Martinez and Mateo both scoring. And Green Jackets down by 7. Well, how costly does that missed call that should have been strike three call to Martinez become? Now 2 runs home as a result of it with 2 men still aboard. So Cooper Kinney, the next man out. Men on first and second, 4 runs home this half inning. Pitch taken up and away. Green Jackets have committed some tough fielding decisions today. Cade Kern could easily have grabbed a ball and left that would have been out number 1. Instead, it was a double for Diaz. Kinney fouls this one off. It's 1-1. Then you have a missed strike 3 call with a full count. And the Green Jackets dugout, I'm imagining, is chirping a little bit right now at home plate umpire Dylan Holsey because it's cost Martinez 4 batters and 2 runs as of yet. 1-1. Hit hard to center on a line. Collins heads back towards the track. Loses the ball, now turns back around. He did a whole 360 pirouette. And he'll make the catch side to side. 9 men bat, 4 score to our left. Now an 8-1 ball game as we hit the bottom of the 5th at SRP Park. Well, no matter the score, no matter the occasion, Sweet Caroline still plays as Jose Delaney steps in and takes a strike from Johnson. 17 men have batted for the River Dogs in the last two innings, and seven of them have scored as this pitch is cut on and missed. Meanwhile, the Green Jackets are batting for the 16th, 17th, and 18th times in this half inning, which shows you how the game has gone. 8-1 the score. Delaney fouls this one off to avoid a three-pitch K. 11 hits now for Charleston in the first five frames of this game as the Green Jackets look to have fallen back to their old habits after a couple of very good performances in the middle of the week. 1-2, taken, strike three called, no doubt about it, as Johnson continues to line him up and chop him down. Strikeout number 9, a new season high for Marcus Johnson, who is dealing with ease. 58 pitches now. He has given up the one run and three hits, and that has been it. No walks. First pitch to Diamond, lifted to left field. Mateos coming in on the slide. He won't get there as Diamond is aboard with Augusta's fourth hit of the day. Johnson needs one more strikeout to match his career high, which was 10. He did that playing for the Jupiter Hammerheads when he was in the Marlins organization last year against the Lakeland Flying Tigers, who are the Detroit Tigers affiliate down in the Florida State League. An interesting fact about the Lakeland Flying Tigers, as Tyler Collins steps in and he will take a strike. Collins tripled and scored Augusta's only run of the game in the third. The Flying Tigers are the longest-standing affiliated team with the same club in all of baseball. 0-1, swung on and missed. The Flying Tigers have been affiliated with Detroit since 1963. 0-2, hit foul. Lakeland Flying Tigers tied with the Reading Fighting Phils for the longest affiliation back in 1967. Curveball, strike three called. Strikeout number 10 for Johnson, who is just on another planet right now. He has struck out multiple men in every frame, including striking out the side in the second. And the Green Jackets will send up Cam McGee now with two away. Diamond on first. The Green Jackets, if McGee avoids a strikeout here, will have struck out 27 times in their last 13 innings of baseball. That's more than two strikeouts a frame. McGee shoots this one to center field for a base hit. Diamond will stay put at second as the shortstop Colmenares nearly grabbed it but was unable to do so. And now men at first and second. McGee's second hit of the day. So Jace Grady will be the man to the plate as the catcher Martinez comes out to check and chat perhaps with Johnson. Maybe switching up the signs here as well with a man on second. McGee now 2-for-3. He's finally being rewarded for making contact. He grounded out in the first. Every Green Jackets player so far today not named Cam McGee or Wilfred Dung has recorded at least one strikeout. Grady a strikeout looking and a ground out looking for a breakthrough here. Men on first and second. Diamond off the second base bag. Green Jackets looking to answer for seven straight runs in the last two frames. But it's tipped into the mitt here from Grady. It's 0-1. Tomorrow it is Lucas Braun who will get the start for Augusta with his family in town from California and Vermont. 0-1 down and in the dirt. No action in the bullpen for the River Dogs, and why would there be? With Johnson only now up to 67 pitches, you'd think they'd like to see if he can get through six and save an inning or two for a bullpen that is relatively fresh, all things considered. They only used two arms yesterday in the pen. 1-1. In the dirt, it skips away from the catcher all the way to the backstop, and everyone will advance 90 feet. Wild pitch sends Diamond to third and McGee to second. A 55-foot yacker. So 2-1 hitters count on Grady, who maybe can look for that fastball here. The pitch. It's breaking ball, and it's hit to right. Dropping quickly towards the line. It is in for a base, and it rolls to the wall. Both runs in to score. Grady digs for two. He is there standing up. It's a two-out, two-RBI double for Jace Grady. And the Green Jackets answer back. Now 8-3. Both McGee and Diamond in to score. Grady picks up RBIs number 11 and 12. And the Green Jackets claw some back here in the fifth. And now Drew Compton to the plate. The pitch is down and in. One and oh. Grady leads. The pitch hit hard to right again. Dropping in for a base hit. Grady rounding third. He will score. Compton stays put at first. It's an RBI knock for Drew Compton. And the Green Jackets all of a sudden turning it on against Marcus Johnson. 13th man driven in by Compton this season as Grady scores from second. And the Green Jackets have cut the lead in half. Now 8-4. As Romero, the pitching coach, comes out to the mound. Green Jackets had three hits coming into this inning. They've got four so far this frame. Green Jackets got this inning started off with a strikeout looking, then Diamond singled, Collins struck out looking, and three straight two-out hits have brought runs home. McGee singled, Diamond was moved to second, a wild pitch put men on second and third, Grady doubled him home, and Drew Compton then singled Grady home, and Compton now on first, and now EJ Exposito against a pitcher in Marcus Johnson who's all of a sudden having to bear down a little bit here. The pitch. Popped up. First pitch swinging on the right side of the infield. Kinney, the first baseman, calls for it. Piguero backing him up. Kinney makes the catch, side retired. But Augusta gets three runs back, and the lead is now just four for the visitors. 8-4 the score, top of the sixth, and we come back with Zach Austin making the entrance.
The ushers will be walking through the sections collecting any trash you might have. Again, the clean inning is always brought to you by Janet King, the king of clean.
Jack Smith, wide receiver, you.
Stephen Smith, the elephant, school lawyer, ACD Knox.
Anthony Nash, Alabama School Board University. Fourth up, Ms. Harrington, Chick-fil-A University. Go Cox. And leading off for the River Dogs, third baseman Ryan Spikes here. He is our Bojangles
No matter the game, let's cheer on the strikeout. Get some distance.
Back here for the top of inning number six. The Green Jackets got three in the bottom of the frame. Now an 8-4 ball game with the righty Zach Austin in relief. Nolan Martinez's final line is worse than it would actually have appeared to be. 1 2/3 of an inning of work, 4 hits, 4 runs all earned with 3 walks and a strikeout, but could easily have avoided 2 of those runs with a borderline call that didn't go his way. Fastball here at 96 misses down and into Spikes. He began last inning. The River Dogs have sent 17 men to the plate in the last 2 innings, just pouring it on offensively. They've scored 7 runs in that time. 2-0 popped up right field line, drifting foul and now landing in towards the seats. It'll be 2-1. Austin in here, making his second appearance of the series, his 5th with the Green Jackets in total. 4 2/3 innings of work over his first 4. Last time out, went 2 innings, gave up a hit. As Spikes chops this to 2nd, Verdung is there, sidearms to 1st in time for the out. Austin gave up 3 runs back in his first outing in 2/3 of an inning and has not given up 1 since. Make it a 4 1/3 inning scoreless streak for him after that out. And now John Diaz steps into the box, batting left, this pitch outside. It's gotten very cloudy here very fast, but no real threat of rain is what we're told. One out in the zone for a strike. Austin out of UCF. He pitched for the Knights. Only a handful of appearances, though, as this one is just outside 2-1. Was a two-way player before that at Jefferson College. Austin, a Pennsylvania native. Just turned 22 about a month ago. Undrafted signing this offseason. This pitch fouled off. Rather, not this offseason, but after the draft, as is the case for most signings of that nature. The Braves continue to find really good value in players who do not end up selected in the draft. They have done so for quite some time now. 2-2. Tipped into the mitt, strike 3. Diaz fans, 2 up, 2 down. For Austin in the top of the 6th.
Now batting second baseman, Odalis Piero. He's up in the white beer batter at the game if he strikes out. $3 no white drafts.
Think about undrafted signings, by the way. Kirby Yates, who is, of course, with the big league club, was an undrafted signing. He was selected by, I believe, the Red Sox, and then ended up having Tommy John surgery, not signing, and he has carved out a decade-long career in Major League Baseball. 0-1 to Piguero. Austin's pitch in for a strike. Beautifully located on the outside corner. A strikeout here gets discounted Miller Lights for everyone of age. 0-2, Austin trying to make some fans very happy. The pitch called, strike 3 on the outside corner. As the fans rush off to concessions to get those half off 16 ounce Miller Lite drafts. 1-2-3, quick work for Zach Austin, who makes a lot of new friends at SRP Park very quickly. Bottom 6 when we come back. Green Jackets down 8-4.
We've lost.
Will Verdong in to lead us off in this half inning, and he takes a strike. It's 0-2 as Johnson was very quick to get out to the mound there. There's an arm up and throwing in the bullpen. Jackson Lancaster, the chief, warming up. 0-2, ground ball up the middle. Diving stop by Colmenares, but he can't make a play on it as it'll be an infield single for Verdong, his second hit of the day. So now Cade Curran, the Green Jackets all of a sudden have found their hitting shoes and trying to make Johnson dance the blues. Pitch is lined down the right field line towards the bullpen, giving it a good chase is Diaz, and it'll drop untouched over by the tarp. He went a long way to try and make that play. Green Jackets had 3 hits in the first 4 innings. They now have 5 hits in the last inning plus a batter. Verdong, his second hit of the day. His fourth of the series. Curran 0-2, a strikeout and a flyout. If you can't tell by the color of the broadcast, it has gotten very cloudy here. Very ominous as well, with some rain possibly coming in the surrounding areas. 0-2 with Verdong at first. And the pitch to Curran. Off the end of the bat to the pitcher, Johnson. His only play is to first. He'll throw it there for the out. Had Johnson fielded it cleanly, he might have had a play for two. And instead, it'll end up as a productive out, a 1-3 ground out for Curran. He does fall to 0-3. He had that 3-hit game yesterday. And sometimes the baseball gods give and take. So Verdong now on second, Delaney to the plate. He has 2 strikeouts looking today. Johnson now up to 78 pitches. This one fouled off. His cap is most likely 85, which is so often the case for minor league arms. You don't want to risk too much wear and tear, no matter how good a player has looked. And Johnson, 10 strikeouts, tying his career high. He's also given up 4 runs, but has been spotted a nice lead to play with. This one lined to first by Delaney, caught with a leap by Kinney. The takeaway, extra bases, and an RBI. Kinney, the first baseman, had to go back a couple of steps. He jumped up in the air. That ball was scalded off the bat. And Kinney was able to make the play and prevent the advance.
Catcher number 27, Dawson Diamond.
So Dawson Diamond to the plate as Johnson looks to get through 6 full innings. Austin will come back out to the mound for the 7th. Verdong being held on by Peguero at second. That leadoff single. First pitch, slider to Diamond, taken for a strike just on the outside edge. Johnson shakes off his catcher Martinez and now will step off as the two of them could not come to an accord. Lancaster is up and firing in the bullpen. He looks to be ready. It's just a question of when John Smedley wants to make the call. This pitch popped up towards us here in the booth. It's going to drop right in front of the press box. Missed us up here by about 6 inches. It's one of those days where the balls seem to find us up here. And it's 0-2. Diamond singled his scored his last time up. He is 1-for-2. He has now reached in his last 3 games. Man on second trying to bring the Green Jackets ever closer. 0-2. Down in the dirt. Diamond looks it off. Green Jackets have pounded Lancaster this year as well. He's the man who will be first out of the bullpen, but they still trail by 4, looking to incrementally creep back into the game. 1-2 in the dirt. Martinez has to stab it while standing up. Braves already won earlier today, as did the High A Rome Braves. Green Jackets looking to follow suit. 2-2 to Diamond, and the offering outside and high, a fastball. He overthrew that there. His release was very late, and the count will go full. Fans are enjoying this. This is one of the more engaged crowds we've seen this year. They were fired up after that strikeout by Austin to end the frame. A full count here to Diamond with two away. The pitch taken outside, ball four. Great plate appearance from Diamond, who takes four straight balls to put men on first and second. There are two away, and Tyler Collins, who tripled his first time up, will be doing it against a different pitcher. Jackson Lancaster in here as we will take the break. Pitching change. Johnson's career high 10 strikeouts. He is responsible for the two-man aboard, but is in line for the win. 8-4, the score. Back here in the bottom of inning number six, Green Jackets threatening. Marcus Johnson's evening is done, and it's up to Jackson Lancaster, the former Mizzou and LA Tech man, who'll be going lefty on lefty here with TCU. Has a knack for delivering in the clutch. First pitch is popped up on the left side of the infield. This should end the inning. Spikes comes in and makes the catch. Side retired. Lancaster needs just one pitch to get the out that retires the side. We go to the seventh. Green Jackets still trailing 8-4.
And tonight's WRW trivia winner is Stephen Herrera. Stephen Herrera, you can head to Guest Services to claim your prize. And now let's check out tonight's fan photo of the game presented by CSRA Photography. It's Rachel Morehouse. Congratulations, Rachel. What a great photo. And attention, ladies and gentlemen, to the video board. If this is your vehicle, Ford Escape with Georgia license plate, TGR9144, well, you have the dirtiest car. You can have that taken care of at Sparkle Car Wash and Guest Services to claim your prize. Bulldog and Gamecock fan, tonight as Border Bash returns to SRP Park Friday, September 15th. And you will not want to miss it. We're celebrating 30 years of this big event. The huge day will feature special appearances by Georgia and South Carolina Spirit Squads and their mascots, as well as live musical performances from the Mike Neal Band and the Mason Jars.
not only is Border Bash a great time, but money raised at the event benefits children's charities at the CSRA through the Border Bash Foundation. General admission starts at $15 and boots in with VIP at $100. Tickets are on sale now at the box office or online at greenjacketsbaseball.com and borderbash.net. Now batting for the River Dogs, center fielder Christopher Barreto.
Wind picking up here. As we head to the top of the seventh, Christopher Barreto is the next man to bat. Barreto, two singles, three stolen bases, and an RBI today. First pitch to him is outside from Austin. Austin, a very fast first inning of work. He only needed 11 pitches. Did not allow a base runner. This one fouled off the hand of Diamond. It's 1-1. 7-8-9, Barreto Martinez Mateo due up this frame as the sky has become a foreboding pink right now. Although, it's like they always say, you know, red sky at night, sailor's delight. 1-1 shot foul down the left field line into the stands. You know, they typically say red sky at morning, sailors take warning, but it still looks like it's raining outside and perhaps not what, rather, raining outside the confines of the stadium and probably not what fans want to see, but it looks like it might skirt around us for now. 1-2 on Barreto. The pitch is downstairs. It has mercifully been a weather-free week so far. Gonna knock on wood. 2-2. Hit hard up the middle for a base hit. It bounces off the right side of the mound. It'll end up as the third single of the day for Barreto.
Fans, tonight's attendance is 4,458. Thank you for coming out to the ballpark tonight.
4,458 in attendance tonight. Another very good evening of fans here at the ballpark. There is an arm up and warming for the River Dogs in the bullpen, which suggests that Lancaster might have only been used for that one out. Martinez takes one downstairs. Barreto already a couple of stolen bases today. Did get picked off his last time up, and a pickoff throw comes over here not in time. The massive frame of Neraldo Catalina is the one warming up, 6 feet 7 inches tall. 1-0 as lightning flashes down the left field line. It'll go to 1-1. The good news is that we don't see general manager Brandon Green anywhere around the dugout, which typically he would have to do in order to deliver a report to the umpires if there was a threat of weather, and we have not seen him there so far, which likely augurs well. 1-1. Barreto on at first, takes a jump, now goes back to the bag, and the 1-1 caught on and missed slider, I believe, down and in. River Dogs got the bulk of their scoring done in the fourth and fifth innings when they scored 3 and 4 runs respectively. Lightning again flickering in the distance. Pickoff to first, not in time. Delaney's tag was a good one. The background of purple and pink is making for a very good photo background for a couple of fans down the right field line right now in the WOW Club. 1-2. Grounded up the middle. It dies in the grass. Austin is there. His underhand toss to first is in time. He went full extension there to get that throw off for out number one. Barreto does advance to second, but that ball easily could have ended up as an infield hit. So Austin ends up recording an out there on a 1-3. Put out, and now Angel Mateo, who is 2-for-3 with a single and a double, is the next man up. Man on second, Verdung close to the bag to keep him honest. The pitch is fouled off. Big jump at second, 0-1. Caught on and missed in the dirt. 0-2. On deck is Colmenares, who has reached four times. He's nominally 1-for-1 with two walks and a hit by pitch. So it'll definitely show up in the on-base percentage portion of things, less so in the average. O-2. Taken, strike three called. Got him on the outside edge and rings him up beautifully. Third strikeout now for Zach Austin, and there are two away. Carlos Colmenares into the box. He's reached four times, looking to add a fifth to the plate. 12 hits today for Charleston. Colmenares will not get one there. Swing and a miss. A one. Down in the dirt, Diamond blocks it and bobbles away from him briefly and then goes back into his grasp. So 1-1. Green Jackets down four. They've scored the last three runs. The pitch is taken downstairs. He checked his swing but did not go. Austin, we've seen him up as high as 98. Also down at 92. We'll see what he goes with here. 2-1, trying to find the zone and strand this man at second. The pitch is outside. Landon Harper is up and warming in the bullpen for Augusta. He would be the fifth pitcher of the day. The fourth pitcher of the day. Runner goes for third. The pitch is caught on and missed. No throw by Diamond. It'll be another stolen base for Barrette, his third of the day. So a full count, there is a base open at first with the sky now very dark, very fast. So 3-2, Austin trying to send this game to the stretch. The pitch, he does, swung on and missed. Austin strikes out his fourth man to strand a run, a man at third, as we will go. Now to the seventh inning stretch. Green Jackets down 8-4 against a new arm. We come back.
sure to stop by the Hive Pro Shop and check out all kinds of gear we have available for your next Green Jackets game, including home and road jerseys. They're 20% off. Gear up when you stop by the team store or shop 24/7 at thehiveproshop.com. And make sure to submit your vote for the If Guy of the Game presented by Premier Network. Scan the QR code and see how you can vote and be entered. Enter for a chance to win a pair of Apple AirPods. Leading off to the Green Jackets, shortstop Cam McGee.
Bottom of the seventh inning stretch completed. Green Jackets down 8-4. They have scored the game's last three runs. The tall righty, Geraldo Catalina, is on the mound. Listed at 6 feet 6.5 inches tall, 210 pounds out of the Dominican Republic. Making just his fifth outing of the year for the River Dogs. That one at 98 miles an hour. He is tall and throws hard, and you can't teach those skills necessarily. 1-1, grounded over to third. Spikes is there. He fields it underhand, his throw to first, in time by a quarter of a step for the out.
The River Dogs, number 26, Geraldo Catalina.
Catalina acquired in a trade from the Mets back in 2019. A minor league swap. Jace Grady, the next man up. He doubled in a pair with a two-out, two-bagger back in the fifth. The pitch is outside. It looks like we're playing this game in, like, Transylvania right now. It looks like there's going to be Dracula coming out of the clouds. I know he doesn't live in the clouds, probably mixing up my stories here, but it's so dark and ominous looking right now. I'm trying to find a better way of phrasing it. I mean, it's not quite... I mean, it looks like the Gotham sky at night before the bat signal goes up. That's a better one there. 1-1. Grady grounds it to second. Figuero charges. Now has to retreat, but he'll make the play. Throw to first for the out. So two outs for Drew Compton, who singled in the final run that this game has seen. He made it a four-run game. He ended up stranded at first. First pitch to Compton, fastball for a strike at a balmy 99 miles an hour. Lancaster ends up with a one-pitch outing. He goes one pitch, one-third of an inning, gets one out, strands two men aboard. 0-1, just inside. One-one. Down and in, just barely. So 2-1 to Drew Compton as lightning crashes down the left field line. And the pitch from Catalina is hit hard to left over towards that thunder and lightning, but it'll get out of play. Two and two, the count. The pitch is fouled off down the right field line. It appears Austin will be relieved in the top of the eighth. The 2-2, grounded up the middle off the back of the heel of Catalina, who picks it up himself and throws to first to retire the side. We'll go to the eighth as the rain clouds gather. Green Jackets down 8-4.
Join us after the game today and visit the all-new covered rooftop bar at Jackson Bluff. The perfect after-game hangout with spectacular views of Augusta and the Savannah River. Green Jackets fans will enjoy an after-game special 12-inch cheese pizza and draft beer for $18. Swing across the street after the game to Jackson's Bluff rooftop bar for the after-game party.
Georgia811.com. Now, picture number 8, Landon Tupper.
Lightning and thunder approaching by the second as Ryan Cermak steps into the box to begin the top of the eighth inning. Landon Harper in from the bullpen. He will deliver a strike. Boy, this Lightning is really making its presence felt here. There's certainly no doubt about it that sure is storming. It's like going off every second and a half. 0-1 to Cermak is outside, 1-1. He's had a good day today, 2-for-4 with 3 runs batted in. And the pitch. Fly to right field. Grady gives it a run towards the bullpen. It will land in the picnic patio. Out of play. One, two, bounced up. Austin, another very good outing in relief. He goes 2 innings, gives up 1 hit, but strikes out 4 and extends that scoreless streak now to upwards of 5 innings. A rough first outing as far as command goes, and since then it has been dynamite from Zach Austin. Harper now in, an ERA of 3.76. He is amongst Augusta's leaders in innings pitched and strikeouts. And the 2-2, a broken back grounder to short. McGee is there on the backhand. Long throw across the diamond to first. Not in time. Cermak runs really well. That was a very impressive play, but it'll end up as the third single of the day for Cermak, who had to dig deep there to beat that one out. So a man on first for Cooper Kinney, the lefty downstairs. He is amongst the top 10 in the league in terms of games played, along with EJ Exposito, who's playing in his 100th game tonight. And the 1-0 misses inside from Harper, who in his last appearance against the River Dogs threw the final inning in 2/3 against them in that no-hitter. That was back on the last day of July. This is game number 28 of the year for Harper, who's third on the team in appearances. Missed downstairs here badly, though, 3-0. Cermak leads at first. The pitch from Harper is in for a strike. The back pick to first, not in time, and DeLaNay had to jump towards the line to keep that one in play. It is pitch black now with lightning firing overhead. We've got fireworks after the game today, and evidently nature obliging by starting the show a bit early. Harper from the stretch, 3-1. Grounded foul hard, but right at the concrete wall down the first baseline. Harper up to 64 2/3 innings of work this year. His last outing was a week ago today. He went 3 innings, gave up a run on 4 hits, but ate some valuable innings in what was a blowout loss for Augusta. Runner goes on the 3-2. It's fouled off. Cermak turns back. The ball hits the light tower down the third baseline. So again, 3-2, and again, Cermak takes his lead. Harper has the best pickoff move on the team. He won't use it here. It's grounded to second. Verdung backhands, short for one. No throw at first. As the throw from Verdung was a little bit low, it'll be a forced out of that second base bag. Kenny takes it over for Cermak, and probably a trade that the Green Jackets would be willing to make. A faster man gone on a 4-6 out at the bag.
Third baseman Ryan Spikes.
So Spikes the next man up. Two walks for him today, 0 for 2 otherwise. He did score a run. First pitch swinging is swung on and missed. Up to 13 hits in the day now for the River Dogs. The Green Jackets, the most they allowed in a game this year was 19. That was against Carolina in a game which they were pretty competitive in up until the very late stages. 0-1 fouled off the end of the bat of Spikes.
Fans, this is our Bo Jangles Bo Batter of the game. That's two strikes up here for that strikeout. We want biscuits.
0-2 with Spikes looking to avoid a strikeout here. Fans hoping he'll get it for some biscuits. The pitch is in the dirt. A tempt pitch there from Harper, who has a variety of things that he can do for that put away. And he has been a very effective strikeout artist over the course of this season. About one an inning. Hear the wind really picking up now too. 1-2. Checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal up the middle. He did not. He held up. It's 2-2. Kenny takes his lead at first. Does not look like he'll be going. The 2-2 is caught on and missed. Down on strikes goes Ryan Spikes. And biscuits for everyone. Every fan now goes home with a coupon for a free Bowberry biscuit, courtesy of Bojangles. I have to confess to having only been to Bojangles one time in the course of my life. I'm going to have to revisit that at some point. Either way, it's number two. John Diaz, the next man up. He'll foul this one off, out of play. Every man has reached base today for the River Dogs. Spare for Odalis Peguero, who's on deck, who has a sacrifice fly. Diaz a double and a walk. He's 1-for-3, also a strikeout. As this game approaches the 2.5 hour mark here in the top of the eighth, temperature's dropping a little bit. And Diaz cranks this one high in the air down the right field line. Grady coming in. Verdung going out. Grady calls for it. In fair ground, makes the catch. Side retired. A leadoff single, a fielder's choice. One left, no runs. We go to the bottom of the eighth as lightning flashes. Green Jackets hoping to heat up. Pitching change here as Junior William comes into the game, replacing Neraldo Catalina. The line for Catalina, he goes an inning, does not give up a base runner. He sent Augusta down in order very quickly in the last frame, getting three groundouts. Green Jackets will have 4, 5, and 6. Expo, Verdung, and Kern due up to bat this half inning. They trail by 4, trying to make this one manageable. Junior William, the hard-throwing righty from the DR, is in to replace him, and Augusta has really struggled against him this year. They are 4 for 33 against him this season with 17 strikeouts. That is a 53% strikeout clip for Augusta this year. Exposito leading it off is 0 for 4 with 2 strikeouts against him this year, but that has been par for the course. William has fanned everyone. 0-1 fastball high at 95. Took something off it there. One and one the count. As the skies darken here, time is called and a pitch clock violation on the pitcher. It'll be a 2-1 count. That's our first violation in the last two games. Interestingly enough, in Major League Baseball, yesterday was the first day all season where there was not a single violation for either a batter or a pitcher. 2-0 heater up and in, rather 2-1 heater up and in, now 3-1. EJ 0 for 3 today, looking to keep an on-base streak going. He doubled twice yesterday. 4 hits on the series, now 4 for 14. And the pitch here, down and in, ball 4, a leadoff walk. And that will bring up Will Verdung. 2 singles for him today. He's 2 for 3. Raise his average.
Second baseman, Will Verdung.
Up to 250. Saw Verdung talking with some family and friends after the game last night. It's a longer drive than you would expect from Corinth to here. First pitch to him is taken for a strike, a half swing after the fact. It's a 7-hour drive. You got to go right through Atlanta as well. You think it's the south. It's not that far away, but it's due south of Knoxville, which is a 7-hour drive from here. Rather, Nashville, excuse me. A 1. Fouled off. Another high heater. It's been all high heaters so far. William used his slider really well in his last outing. That was earlier this week. Green Jackets still yet to homer over the course of this series, which is an abnormality. One here would go a long way. 0-2 fastball taken for strike 3, and I think the home plate umpire lost track of the count there because he signaled the strike as if it was a normal strike, and it was indeed the third consecutive strike of that at bat. So Cade Kern 0 for 3, next man up. Every member of Kern's family, even the dogs, are given names beginning with K. Pickoff throw to first, tag down, not in time. Fun fact I learned about Cade Kern today from talking to his dad down on the concourse is that he was a tremendous amateur golfer. He played in the U8 Nationals back in the day. I'll take one up and in here. In fact, golf came along faster than baseball for Cade, whose dad Keith was his caddy. And I will say, if there was a sport to play that you could choose to give yourself ample time to play golf, baseball would be the one. There's a lot of golfing for baseball players on off days and the off season. I know Green Jackets clubby Mason Henkel has the golf bug in a big way right now. Golf, unlike baseball, is easy to play and very hard to get very, very good at. Whereas baseball is just flat out difficult. 1-1, ground ball through on the right side for a base hit. Right fielder Diaz is there to pick it up. That ball hit hard, a 97-mile-an-hour heater, and Kern takes it the other way. And on first and second now for Jose Delonay, who is 0 for 3. He had a hard line drive his last time up. So first and second, one away. A big chance for Delaney here. He takes a big swing and a miss at a fastball That's a lot of arm side run there on that fastball. It's got a lot of movement, and he reaches up and throws it from above his head, and he's already well over 6 feet tall. Green Jackets down four with two aboard. A one. Hit hard to left center field, dropping fast. Barrette comes in, and he'll drop in for a knock. Everyone advances 90 feet as the throw briefly gets away, but Kinney, the first baseman, is there to back it up. And now the base is loaded for for Dawson Diamond. Exposito at third, Kern at second, and Delaunay at first. We'll have a visit here between catcher and pitcher as Dawson Diamond awaits. He has had himself a good day at the plate. A single and a walk, as now the pitching coach Romero will come out as well. Diamond is at the plate. If Diamond is retired without advancing a runner, well, Tyler Collins on deck is the best bases loaded hitter in the league by a wide margin. We've talked about it a lot over the course of this season, but Collins 9 for 12, 19 driven in. He is a must-watch player, but Diamond hoping to inflict some pain on his former team here. Crowd making some noise as now all of a sudden a deluge has begun with lightning crashing in the distance. All of a sudden it's getting a little wet out here. And the fans are scurrying for cover. Diamond hoping to use that to his advantage here. Bases loaded and one out. Tying run to the plate. First pitch is swung on and missed. A fastball at 95. You can hear the rain trickling down on our crowd mic. A one. Taken inside for a ball. Might have been a bit high as well. The ground screw appears to be heading over towards the tarp. We'll see how long the umpires want to let this go on. It looks like it's quick, but it's raining pretty hard. 1-1 pitch. Fouled off. One and two. Collins on deck. Still one away. A chance for a productive out here for Diamond. Green Jackets down four. With three men aboard. 1-2. Tipped foul. Good job of staying alive. Oh, there we go. PA announcer seems to agree with me. These two teams do play tomorrow. You'd imagine that Charleston, in the hunt for a pennant, want to play this game to completion, although they are on top. One, two. Caught on and missed, high fastball, tied him up at 98 miles an hour. So now, as it seems to do so often, it'll come down to Tyler Collins here with the bases loaded and two outs. Collins, triple earlier today. We've mentioned his very impressive record with the bases loaded. He is 9 for 12 this year. He has drawn three walks in that time. The first pitch to him is in for a strike at 94 on the outside corner. 19 of his 42 men driven in have been in this exact situation. Looking to make this game close. Lefty at the plate, 0-1. Swung on and missed. Gets off the glove of the catcher, Martinez. A run comes in to score. Everyone advances. As that one just bobbled by Raudelis Martinez, and now Exposito in to score. Kern to third, and Delaunay to second. Now a three-run game. 0-2 the count, though. And, of course, no longer a bases-loaded situation for Collins, who still has a chance here, maybe, to bring some in. O-2, taken inside. We'll go to 1-2. Good take there from Collins on a fastball at 98. And it's 1-2. Again, the pitch. Tipped foul. Collins down to Anita. Hack that one off. They've given that earlier play as a passed ball rather than a wild pitch, so it is an unearned run there. The run that Exposito scored. 1-2. William gets the sign. The pitch, hit to right field, base hit. One run in to score, here comes the second. Collins digs for two, the throw skips in, not in time. It's a two RBI double, and we have a one-run ball game. Tyler Collins in big moments is automatic. Up to 44 ribbies on the season for him. A two out, two strike, two RBI, two bagger for TC. And now an 8-7 ball game. Kern and Delaunay in to score. Collins at second. And a one-run game, tying run, now 180 feet away. So now Cam McGee, a chance to tie this ball game up. Lefty at the plate, first pitch, big swing and a miss. He is 2-for-4 today. Did drive in a run earlier with an RBI single in the third, also scored on a single in the fifth. Collins with tremendous speed can score on anything into the outfields. A one, swing and a miss. Fastball at 97. Not quite changeup velos there. Rain coming down hard. You think this might be a delay that we enter as soon as this out is recorded in this frame. 0-2. Swung on and missed. And down on strikes he goes. And we will see what the umpires do. They will confer here with the grounds crew to see what they want to do. We'll keep it here until we have a decision. As of right now, Harper going out to the mound. I got to shut this broadcast off for a second because we're broadcasting from outdoors. We certainly have to back it up a little bit here as we're getting a little wet and don't want the technology to get any wetter. And we await the signal from the umpires. It's like the world's slowest coin toss. And we will keep going. With lightning and rain all around. So, we'll take a quick break, I suppose. I'm just going to turn off the mic real quick so I can bring it back from the soaking wet outdoors.
Guy of the game based on their performance on the field. Now batting for the River Dogs, second baseman Odalis Aguero.
So we're back here in the top of the ninth. They keep the game going in the rain. It's more of a hard drizzle than a downpour as a first pitch strike is delivered to Aguero from Landon Harper. It looks like it is just a very brief cell that is moving through right now, and it could stop in as little as 2 or 3 minutes. Aguero grounds this one to second as the wind takes this ball away from Verdung. It'll end up as an error on Will Verdung, although I think the wind actually blew that ball away from his glove. As reaching first base, Aguero should have been a ground out to the second baseman, but The conditions, I think, played a little part in that. At the very least, it's slippery. And now Barrette in to the box. Green Jackets left the tying run aboard at second base in the last frame. They're going to have a different pitcher to face in the ninth. Barrette pushes a bunt down foul down the third baseline, but it gets onto the dark gray turf. It has gone in books as an E4, by the way, on Verdung. Barrette, three singles. He's 3-for-4 with a couple of runs driven in. This pitch is outside, 1-1. Rain is going with the wind, blowing towards home plate. One. Just inside. Tyler Collins continues to come through in the clutch. Got that RBI double to fall. Had the bases still been loaded, it would have been three more runs batted in bases loaded situation. Instead, it's two more runs batted up to 44 now on the year. He is firmly entrenched in second place on the team. And this one fought foul. Two strikes on Barrette. Collins tagged that double through the pouring rain to bring two men home. Pickoff throw to first, not in time. As now we're getting pelted by rain here. It's blowing away the game notes, and it just took away our crowd mic as well, as you could probably hear. Liguero leads at first. Good running conditions. He goes. 2-2. Swung on and missed. Throw to second. He is out. Strike him out. Throw him out for Dawson Diamond and Landon Harper. The third double play turned today by Augusta. And now there are two men out with no one aboard.
Rodriguez Martinez.
Oof, big blasts of lightning coming in. Martinez in, he'll take a strike. Scores 8-7. Green Jackets have scored the last six runs of this game. 0-1, fouled off. It was just an absolutely incredible scene right now. You've got lightning, you've got rain falling practically horizontal right now. And an 0-2 count upcoming. Harper looking to send this game to the final frame, where the Green Jackets will be down just one. 0-2, grounded foul into the, off the barrier of the dugout, rather. Another 0-2, again, just tipped foul. Fans sticking around for fireworks. Having to wait out this rain. Players having to keep themselves alert as well. 0-2 taken just inside. Harper and the fans both wanted that call. On deck is Angel Mateo. Harper, the windup. 1-2 pitch. Foul down the left field line this time out of play. Really does make you question your decision to broadcast outdoors. Gotten lucky before. Oh, you know what? This is my fault, actually, for saying that we've had a weather-free week. 1-2, down and out. We've got a pitch timer violation on the batter as he steps into the box. And Martinez goes down on strikes to end the frame in the most anticlimactic of ways. After three straight foul balls, he'll take a violation side retired. And now Raudelis Martinez getting warned by the umpires. And they continue to talk with him here. And now we'll go to the bottom of the ninth. When we come back, Green Jackets down by one on a rainy, stormy night. Bottom of the ninth with Jack Hartman on for the save. Green Jackets have scored the game's last six runs. They were down 8-1. It is now 8-7. And Augusta will have batters 2, 3, and 4 coming up this half inning as they look to draw even or better. Augusta just 3 wins this year. They are 3-48 when trailing after 7 innings. However, 2 of those 3 wins have come against these River Dogs. And they're trying to replicate it again. Do they have more magic in them? Jace Grady in here to lead it off. Hartman, the hard thrower out of App State. First pitch is driven down the right field line. High arcing drive. It's going to land out of play in foul grounds in the seats. Jace Grady batting lefty. The pitch here is popped foul out of play down the other line this time. Misspoke, by the way. Green Jackets 3-51 when trailing after 7 innings, which they did. They got 3 in the 8th. They're still down by 1. Every man represents the tying run. 0-2. Grounded hard towards second. Peguero is there. He gathers uncomfortably and throws to first for the out. So one away now, Drew Compton, the next man up. EJ Exposito is on deck. 2, 3, and 4 due up this half inning. Compton batting left. First pitch to him is in the zone for a strike. According to the home plate umpire, that was, I guess, worthy of being called a strike. Looked like it might have been a little bit down and away from up here. 0-1, swung on and missed. Compton 1-for-4 today. EJ Exposito on deck is 0-for-3 with a walk. Green Jackets got to Junior William in the 8th. They got him for 3 runs. It'll only take one to tie us up here, but 0-2 on Compton, and the pitch is down in the dirt at the back foot. Green Jackets trying to get a runner aboard here, maybe to manufacture this tying run. They do have speed available on the bench should they need it. 1-2 in the dirt. It'll even up at 2s. A number of fans undeterred by the Weather have stuck it out in the concourse awaiting the second-to-last fireworks show of the year. 2-2 to Drew. Caught on and missed. Got him with a breaking ball. And now the Green Jackets down to their final outs.
Hey, you ready?
First baseman, number two, our number three, cleanup batter of the game, E.J. Exposito.
E.J. Exposito in the box. Big swing and a miss here to 97-mile-an-hour heater. It is 0-1. Green Jackets down to their final out, but a swing away from tying this game and a bloop and a blast away from winning it. 0-1. Hit to left field, shallow. Now center fielder charging in. It is caught by the second baseman on a dive, and the ball game is over.
That's the ball game.
River Dogs end up surviving by the skin of their canine teeth. The Green Jackets score the final six runs in this one, but fall 8-7. As the rain continues to fall, the fans get ready for fireworks. We've got to get out of the rain. We are still broadcasting from outdoors here. We will give you the totals on the Easy Go postgame show. 8 runs, 13 hits and an error for the visitors. 7 runs, 11 hits and an error for Augusta. The loss in this one goes to Seth Keller, who will fall to 2-4. Johnson picks up the win. He goes to 5-6. Hartman picks up his second save of the year, going 1-2-3. Our it guy of the game is Zach Austin. 2 more scoreless innings. And our play of the game is Tyler Collins. 2 RBI, 2 out. Double that brought the Green Jackets to within one. We'll wrap it up there. Tomorrow's first pitch at 1:35, but we've got to get out of the rain first. Green Jackets back in action tomorrow afternoon as they will look to even up the series and take the series split, both the season series and this six-game series as well. We will talk to you later tomorrow. River Dogs hang on in this one through the wind, rain, and weather.